ADP knows anything you hear, anything you don't hear, anything you kinda heard, anything you weren't supposed to hear and now have to pretend like you didn't, can change the world of work. From HR to payroll, ADP designs forward-thinking solutions to take on the next anything.
You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Friday, April 28th. I'm Katie Ferguson, here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 1.1%. That was the rate at which U.S. gross domestic product rose in the first quarter, according to the latest report from the Bureau of Economic Analysis. That missed economists' forecasts, who had expected a 1.9% growth. It's also well below the 2.6% growth reported in the last quarter of 2022, and it's fueling concerns about a potential recession. The report also showed that prices are still rising quickly. The price index for gross domestic purchases was up 3.8% for the quarter, an increase of 0.2% from the previous quarter. Excluding food and energy prices, the price index for personal consumption expenditures increased 4.9%. That indicates the Federal Reserve may still have some headway to make in cooling inflation. The CME FedWatch tool, which indicates interest rate futures, indicates there's an approximately 84% chance the Fed will raise interest rates by a quarter point at its next policy meeting. That's coming up on Tuesday and Wednesday next week. The next number up is 64%. That's the share of workers who feel at least somewhat confident of living a comfortable retirement. That's according to the latest results from a long-running retirement confidence survey from the Employee Benefit Research Institute. The reading was down from 73% last year. It was the steepest year-over-year decline since 2008 and the lowest overall sentiment since 2018. For workers who expressed a lack of confidence, 40% cited little to no savings as the reason, while 29% noted inflation. Though that's slowed recently, prices of essential items like food and rent are still higher than they were last year. Roughly 80% of survey respondents expressed concerns that prices would stay high for the next year, while about 75% were worried about a recession. Fears about a potential recession have intensified recently amid mixed quarterly earnings reports, slowing economic growth, and anticipated further rate hikes from the Federal Reserve. The survey also polled current retirees who had a slightly better outlook. 73% were at least somewhat confident about living a comfortable retirement, down from 77% last year. Our last number is $5.7 billion. That was MasterCard's revenue for the first quarter. The company reported earnings yesterday and saw revenue climb 14% on a currency-adjusted basis from the same period a year ago, beating analysts' expectations. But profits slipped 10%, hitting $2.4 billion, or $2.80 per share, when adjusted for losses on equity investments and litigation provisions. MasterCard's CEO said the quarter reflected resilient consumer spending and the continued recovery of cross-border travel. Investors have been keeping a close eye on earnings reports from payments and card companies this quarter. Those can indicate how customers are dealing with increasingly difficult macroeconomic conditions. And so far, those results are indicating that despite rising prices, customers aren't yet cutting back on travel and entertainment. MasterCard reported cross-border volume was up 35% year over year. Last week, American Express said travel and entertainment spending increased 39%, and Visa said its cross-border volumes were up 24%. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Friday, April 28th. I'm Katie Ferguson. We have a quick announcement. Numbers will not be back next week. The podcast is taking a break, but stay tuned to this feed for future announcements. Have a great weekend.